20. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola's Morning News. And now we're going to spend a few minutes with Eric Gilmore with Escambia County Emergency Management. Eric, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Glad to be here.
Yes, thank you. So it's July 1st. We're about a month into hurricane season. And just wanted to bring you on and you know, talk a little bit about what y'all are seeing and what people need to do to be prepared for hurricane season this year.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So, we did kick off the season with, so far we've had two named storms, Barry and Andrea. Neither storm had any impact to us locally. Barry went into the Gulf, into Mexico. And Andrea was a fish storm, kind of stayed out over the Atlantic. We are seeing some, everybody's talking about the stalled cold front that we're going to see later this into the weekend that we need to watch. It's got a low chance of development. When things get in the Gulf, things can get crazy. So we do need to watch that, make sure that it doesn't develop into anything. We're probably going to get some rain out of it. I don't know how much. It depends on a lot of different circumstances right now. So we can only speculate right now until we get closer to the weekend. But be watching that. But right now, people need to be getting, if they're not ready for hurricane, they need to get their supplies now. And you don't have to, I keep saying this, you don't have to buy everything at one time. You sure don't want to run out 3 days before landfall and try to get everything and compete with everybody else. So you can buy a little along as you go through the month of July. We really see our area get impacted starting into mid-August, September, that time frame. Not to say we can't have one at any time, but that's when we really have our chances increase. So go ahead and start buying a little along, buy that extra case of water, buy that extra perishable food item, and then go ahead and make sure you've got your plan. We ask you for the three things: and know your zone, know your home, and know your plan. So, know your zone. We do have a interactive know your zone on our website. You can go to myescambia.com/be-ready and type your address into there and then see if you're in one of the evacuation zones for A, B, C, D, or E, depending on the category of storm. So know your zone. Are you in a storm surge zone? And are you in a flood-prone area? We did see with Sally. Sally was a huge rainmaking event, and those low-lying areas did get flooded out. So know your zone. And then we ask you to know your home. Is it a newer home? Is it an older home? Has it weathered storms before? And what kind of vegetation do you have around you? Do you have trees that are dying? Do you have trees that have limbs that are falling out of it? Make sure that it's not going to fall on your house. And then know your plan. Are you planning on staying? Are you going to evacuate? Are you going to go to a risk shelter? Are you going to go stay with a friend? So, those three things. And then, while you're doing preps, be cognizant of your if you're taking care of your elder parents, make sure they have their medication, make sure they have the supplies they need to include oxygen. When the power goes out, do they have enough oxygen to get through? Or do you have a supplier who can get you the oxygen they need? A lot of people own oxygen concentrators, and when the power goes out, if you don't have a generator, you've got to switch to a tank or something like that. Make a plan for your kids. What are they going to need if you evacuate, if you leave the area? Make sure you've got their medication, if they're on medication, and stuff to keep them entertained and get them through the event. And then your pets. Also, pets are a big thing. Make sure you take care of your pets. Florida just put that new law in effect this year. It started today, matter of fact, that if you find a pet abandoned, if you just change a pet up and evacuate and leave it there, there's penalties associated with that. So, knowing those things will get you further down the road. And the better prepared you are as a citizen, the faster that the county can move and recover, because we're not having to bring in a lot of resources to get you through the storm and get the county through the storm. So we ask that everybody, and the slogan used to be first 72 on you. We found that 72 hours is not enough. We are asking everybody to be 1 week ready. And that means a gallon of water per person per day in your family. And make sure you have enough provisions. And the reason we ask that is because historically, if we look past the other storms, bridges unfortunately get taken out, roads get flooded, and those resources cannot get in here in a timely fashion. So you being 1 week ready helps us get those resources in to help you finish up and get through the rest of recovery and back on track to success.
Yeah, no, that's great information, Eric. Talking to Eric Gilmore in Escambia County Emergency Management, and a couple of things that people may not realize. You mentioned July 1st, new state laws are going into effect today. One thing we did not have this year because session ran long is the back, or not the back to school, but the hurricane preparedness sales tax holiday. That's typically, you know, late May, early June. That didn't happen this year. But we'll get some more information on this from Andrew Wiggins with the Florida Chamber a little bit later. But there are certain items that will be tax-free all year. So to your point, stock up throughout the summer. You don't have to go all at once to get everything you need, but definitely get prepared. We also tell everyone, you know, if you're a business owner, make sure you have those papers, your insurance, those important items that you'll need to share with your insurance company in the event of a hurricane, a storm, or something like that. So again, Eric Gilmore, thank you for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News. Let's go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Todd. Still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock in North Palafox Street and East 9 Mile Road. So use an alternate route. Also taking a look at the front gate of NAS Pensacola, Duncan Road, South Navy Boulevard. Things are backed up to Inter Bay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Bastille Day at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Ferragosto Celebration, and Great Southern Weekly Promos. All tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We're planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's gotta be a record of you someplace. You gotta be on somebody's books.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Let's go to David Wayne for a quick check of the headlines.
Good morning, gentlemen. I do have some headlines for you here. Work continuing this morning in the Senate. Lawmakers have been working more than 20 hours now on President Trump's massive spending bill. Republican senators are currently working to resolve differences over cuts to Medicaid, green energy tax credits, and other measures that would be needed to fund the bill's tax cuts. If it passes the Senate, it has to go back to the House, where votes are scheduled for tomorrow. A woman has died from her injuries received in the June 1st anti-Semitic fire attack, the one that happened in Colorado. Mohammed Soleiman is accused of injuring more than a dozen people there after throwing Molotov cocktails into a crowd that was marching in support of Israeli hostages. Prosecutors yesterday upgraded the charges against him to include first-degree murder after 82-year-old Karen Diamond died of her injuries. And today is day two of jury deliberations in the Sean Diddy Combs trial. Combs has spent the last 6 weeks on trial facing sex trafficking and racketeering charges.
Thank you, David. Now we're going to go to a good friend and a great public servant here in Northwest Florida. We have Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright on the line. Colton, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, tell us what's new in Santa Rosa County. It seems like every time I check the news, y'all have some great development coming in. So what's the latest and greatest?
Well, we've certainly had a few setbacks recently, just in terms of budget and that kind of thing. But I'll tell you, Santa Rosa County is always on the upward climb. We've got lots of things going on from a military and economic development standpoint. We continue to hit home runs thanks to Shane Ogletree, our economic development team, and a very supportive Board of County Commissioners.
Yeah, so recently had a great event. You mentioned the military hosted there in Milton. Talk about that a little bit with the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition.
Yeah, so you were present for that. It was a great event. We did it was the second time we've done it, the Tri-County Military Forum, where we had four base commanders. So we had commanders from both Eglin and Herbert Field on the Air Force side, and then NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting on the Navy side. And we also had our new Congressman Jimmy Petronas came and attended, and we had Congressman Tony Gonzalez and John Carter, both out of the Texas area, which, as you know, Todd, have been very good friends to Northwest Florida and very supportive of our efforts, advocating on behalf of our bases in Washington, D.C. And I felt like that event went really well. It's only the second time we've done it, but it gave us an opportunity to do some fireside chats with those individuals, allow those individuals to give updates and perspective, both from the individual base perspective, as well as, you know, what's happening in Washington, D.C., and really kind of let the public and other local area leaders know what's going on, what those bases and facilities actually need right now, and what we as a community and the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition, which is Escambia and Santa Rosa County's combined efforts to go and advocate, and give everyone an update on what we've been doing and the progress we've made, and all that work we still have to do in the future.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was a fantastic event. Probably a couple hundred people there. Good turnout from both counties. And as you said, this is a multi-county effort. A lot of great collaboration between Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. Our military bases are so important to our local economy, and to be able to collaborate and work together on this issue is very important. Colton, hang on with me just one second. Let me go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Todd. Looking at Duncan Road, South Navy Boulevard, front gate of NAS Pensacola. Things are actually improving quite a bit there. I-110 looking good, and no delays on Olive or Burgess. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you, PJ. Back with Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner. So, Colton, obviously, talk about the military and the impact on our local economy. But talk about some of the new projects that have come into Santa Rosa County recently. You mentioned Shannon Ogletree and the great job that he's doing. Update us on all of that.
Well, sure. I guess kind of dovetailing into the military, we've got Leonardo Helicopter. They've been working on building their maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility there at Whiting Aviation Park. And for those that don't know what that is, it is separate from Whiting Field, the base, but it's one of the county's industrial parks that specifically was earmarked for aviation business and aerospace industry. They're finishing up construction, working to move in some fixtures and some equipment into that building now, and they're planning to hold a ribbon cutting and an official grand opening in September. That is probably one of the most exciting things from a Santa Rosa County perspective on economic development. We've got a lot of different projects going on, but that's one that predates my time as a commissioner. The former Commissioner Lynchard was really helping spearhead. Former Commissioner Bob Cole and Commissioner Don Salter. Yeah. Yes. He was a military veteran, and that was really his brainchild. And it's so good to see this happening. It's really going to provide a support facility for the helicopters at Whiting Field and the Navy's training helicopter, but also open up an entire world of commercial air travel and repairs of Leonardo helicopters from across the entire Southern Hemisphere coming to Milton for repair. So that's really a big thing. We've also got... if anyone's been out to the I-10 Industrial Park off Highway 87 recently, for a while it was just, roads cut in and empty lots. Now if you go out there, there's multiple buildings being built. It's really actively growing and bustling now, so we should have a lot of ribbon cuttings, new facilities there soon. And even our existing East Industrial Park, we've got some current tenants in there that are also expanding. So we've just got a lot of projects going on in Santa Rosa County from an economic development standpoint, and we continue to go out and seek out new companies all the time.
Yeah, it's so awesome to hear. And you make some good points that I think the public needs to realize, is that these projects take time and they take a lot of help. You mentioned a number of county commissioners that aren't even county commissioners longer, but they were integral into getting these projects going. So thank you to them and to you for this work. Got about a minute left. Kind of following up on that, talk about how you perceive your role as a county commissioner in helping with economic development and what you can do to support bringing those businesses to Santa Rosa County.
Well, I think the average resident thinks of county commission as just focusing on, roads, public safety, and parks. And those are all important things. But I think if you're trying to provide for a future, for residents to really provide for a strong economic future and an opportunity for, our kids and our grandkids to have the opportunity to remain in the counties that we live in and not have to move away to some other part of the country, that it's important that we find ways to, bring companies in, try to find high-paying jobs. And, one thing I think people forget is economic development is not just bringing those companies in, but it's also trying to provide for the affordable housing, trying to provide for the things that really are required to allow for people to actually come here and take those jobs. But if a county commissioner is not involved in economic development, I think they're missing the mark.
Yeah, I agree. And Colton Wright, you do a tremendous job representing Santa Rosa County and helping bring those jobs to our community. Thank you for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson. Now time for a news check.
CJ Papa. President Trump says he thinks the Senate will pass his one big beautiful bill, but at the moment, Senate leader John Thune does not have the votes to pass the massive spending bill.
The White House has now sent in some reinforcements. They sent in Vice President J.D. Vance. He's here not so much as a tie-breaking vote. Probably more likely he's here to try to negotiate, use his relationships with these senators to try to bring them across the finish line.
Fox's Asha Hazani at the Capitol. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent telling Fox and Friends.
I was just in touch with leadership up on the Hill, and I can tell you we are moving toward a vote today.
The Votorama reaches 24 hours at 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. President heading today to a new migrant detention center in South Florida dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. He'll take a walking tour of the facility with up to 5,000 beds. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's a beautiful morning right now. We've got 77 degrees. It is mostly cloudy this morning. Four Pensacola women have been charged in a scheme to unlawfully divert drugs as part of the Department of Justice's 2025 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. The defendants identified as 31-year-old Alexandra Christensen, 41-year-old Lindsay McCray, 36-year-old Heather Bradley, and 39-year-old Jennifer Purvis. Those four are accused of distributing over 300,000 hydrocodone and 30,000 oxycodone pills. The nationwide operation resulted in charges against a total of 324 individuals with losses reportedly exceeding $14.6 billion. Authorities say they've seized $245 million in assets linked to the fraudulent activities. A local EMT was attacked by a pit bull while responding to a call at a hotel yesterday. Happened at the Homestay Lodge on North Davis. Officials say the dog latched onto the EMT's leg and wouldn't let go. The EMT was taken to the hospital, is now recovering.
Owning a pit bull is like owning a loaded gun all the time with the safety off. You know, EMS coming in with equipment and suitcases and things that are unusual to a dog, strange looking uniforms, and you know, the dog is going to be like, who the heck is this? My mom is sick, she's down right now, and I don't know this guy. I'm gonna take matters into my own hands and protect my mom.
That is local dog trainer Adam Dimmick. The hotel does have signs posted saying aggressive breeds are banned from the property. Some residents, though, say that there are several pit bulls that do live on the premises. Well, President Trump will be on hand today for the opening of the new Alligator Alcatraz Migrant Detention Center. Of course, that is in the Everglades. Governor DeSantis says the facility got its name because it's located on an airstrip surrounded by swampland. That swampland full of pythons and gators. Up to 5,000 detainees could be housed there.
I think people think that somehow we just decided to build an airport out of whole cloth. No, that was there, right? It's a bunch of concrete. They're utilizing that.
And some environmental groups are suing the Department of Homeland Security and ICE. Attorney Tanya Galone says the site could threaten the Everglades ecosystem. That claim, though, is refuted by Governor Ron DeSantis, who said that it will have no environmental impact. In Key West, they're changing their position on immigration enforcement. The city commission voting yesterday to end its partnership with ICE. This just 3 months after they approved an agreement with the federal agency. The resolution that commissioners voted on also states that Key West is not to be considered a sanctuary city. It's 7:35. News Radio 92.3 right now. Beautiful morning. We'll get our forecast in just a minute. First, let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. Taking a look at the big board, I-10 and 110 are both looking good. US 98 east and westbound through Navarre also flowing nicely. Not showing any signs of a slowdown on Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a high chance of rain, of showers and thunderstorms today. 90% chance of rain overall, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. On Wednesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 94. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it's a beautiful morning. Mostly cloudy skies and 75 degrees. Your next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Let's get a look at our market report from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of Tesla were under pressure this morning after President Trump said in a social media post that the federal government should look into cutting subsidies for Elon Musk's companies. Tesla's stock was down more than 5% in pre-market trading. Meta shares have hit a record high, underscoring investor interest in the company's new AI superintelligence group. The company's shares reached $747.90 during midday trading yesterday after news broke that CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been on an AI hiring blitz. President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill is a controversial piece of legislation, but some banks are in favor of it, saying it's the shot in the arm the economy needs. The American Bankers Association said it strongly supports many provisions within the bill. Futures are slightly lower ahead of key inflation data later this morning. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 275, the NASDAQ up 96, the S&P 500 up 31. Once again, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
A lot of life can happen between sips of Dasani. Like organizing a family movie night under the stars. Or hearing an old favorite song and having an impromptu dance party. The crisp, clean taste of Dasani was made for all of life's thirst-worthy moments. Dasani, because life happens between sips.
Find your sip of Dasani today at your favorite local retailer and watch life happen.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today. I hope you're off to a great Tuesday morning, 4th of July week. So we're excited for the big 4th of July celebration this Friday in downtown Pensacola. Greater Pensacola Chamber will be once again collaborating with the Pensacola Young Professionals, bringing you this year's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. There'll be a number of activities happening. We'll have the streets blocked off starting at 5. We'll have food trucks and other activities. You can
go to the Blue Wahoo Stadiums. They'll have some activities for the kids. And then at 7:30, Peter Muget will have the symphony at Community Maritime Park. So lots of ways to enjoy your 4th of July here in Pensacola. If you have a 4th of July tradition or what you're going to throw on the grill this weekend, text us at 850-437-1620. Let us know what your 4th of July tradition is. We are looking forward to the fireworks once again. Always have a great time with that. The weather's looking good. We heard from Eric Gilmore with Escambia County Emergency Management a little bit earlier, just kind of getting us thinking about hurricanes. I think we're good for a while, but, you know, always be prepared, always have a plan, and, you know, just keep an eye out on the radar. But we're looking forward to this weekend, once again, doing the fireworks with Pensacola Young Professionals. Have a few more guests coming up. Towards the end of the hour, we'll have Andrew Wiggins. He is with the Florida Chamber. We are now that we are into the new state fiscal year, being July 1st, a number of new state laws went into effect today, and the state budget was just signed by Governor DeSantis yesterday. So Andrew will provide us with the information that we need to know about what's happened with the budget, how that will impact the business community, and what to expect. It's with session wrapping up so late this year, they'll actually be heading back into committee weeks pretty soon. So we'll see what some of the big issues maybe for next year will be. But Andrew will be coming up in about 10 minutes. So looking forward to that. So I hope you're having a great Tuesday in Pensacola. It's just hard to believe the year is halfway over, PJ. I don't know what's happened. It's just it seems to go faster every year.
It does. Maybe it's a sign of aging.
Yeah, I try not to think about that. But yeah, I think you're right. But I don't know. It just seems like there's more happening. There's always something great happening in Pensacola. Lots of activities. We kind of went through festival season in the spring, and now we're summer. We have 4th of July, next week we have Blue Angels, and then before we know it, it's back to school.
And for the 4th of July event, you mentioned registration is still open for vendors, and I guess they're going to have some food trucks too?
Yes, so you can find out all the information at PensacolaFireworks.com. But yes, if you are a food truck or you have a mobile business that you'd like to set up, you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com and still register. I ask for you to register by tomorrow so we can make sure we can secure your location, and we'll be in touch with, once you get signed up, we'll be in touch with all of that. But again, come on down, 4th of July fireworks, Bayfront Parkway, be shut off. You'll be able to get a good seat. Fireworks will be at 9 o'clock. Bring your radio, and you'll be able to sync up with the fireworks. Got a great playlist of patriotic songs that'll be going along with the fireworks. It'll be about 18 minutes. So, it's going to be another incredible evening.
Can they also listen on their streaming device?
I would recommend not doing that. The streaming lags by, quite a few seconds. So it'll be off. So definitely bring a radio to listen to the simulcast of the music. But always a great time, and looking forward to it this Friday.
All right, taking a quick look at traffic on the fives. Looks like there is a vehicle crash with injuries. US 29 at County Road 95A. That's in Cantonment. They're saying there's no roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Let's go to David Wayne for a quick check of the headlines.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. We're continuing in the Senate today. Lawmakers have been working now more than 20 hours on the big, beautiful bill. Republican senators are working to resolve differences currently over Medicaid, green energy tax credits, and other measures. If this does pass the Senate, it'll go back to the House, where some votes are scheduled tomorrow. Anti-Trump protests are being organized across the country for the 4th of July weekend. They're being organized by Grassroots Women's March, which was founded in 2017 after President Trump's first election win. And it's going to be a busy weekend all across the roads. Over 72 million Americans expected to travel for 4th of July events. And AAA says most people are going to be traveling by car, the busiest travel day being tomorrow and Sunday.
Thank you, David. All right. So now we are honored to bring on a special guest. We have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce joining us on the Pensacola Morning News to give us an update on what's happening in Tallahassee. Andrew, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Todd. It's always great to speak with you and, you know, let the good people of Pensacola know what's going on over here in Tallahassee.
Yes.
Just got through a very long and momentous legislative session, 105 days, one of the longest in history. So, you know, it was not the most peaceful legislative session, but a lot got done that was good. And, you know, we finally have a budget that the governor signed yesterday.
Yeah, so hard to believe that he signs the budget one day, and then the next day we're in the next fiscal year for the state. So it happened quickly. But give us some highlights. I mentioned this earlier, but one of the highlights that we're very excited about here, something we've advocated for many years now at the Greater Pensacola Chamber, is the elimination of the business rent tax.
Yes, Todd, that was momentous. It's something that we've been working on for more than 15 years, and it's something that's extremely important for the business owners. We called this a Florida-only tax, only state in the nation that had this tax, which was, you know, if you're a business and you rent your property and you pay rent, you would pay a sales tax. Only one other location in the country does that, and that's New York City. And I often joke, I don't think we want to follow up any kind of fiscal tax advice from New Yorkers.
No.
So, but this is putting money back in the hands of business owners who can, at that point, you know, reinvest in salaries, reinvest in product development, reinvest in new employees. It's just money is better well spent by a business than it is by given to the government. So, you know, fortunately, this is something the governor led on. The speaker and the president were in step with him as well. And it's, you know, it's been a long process. You know, we dropped it down to 2% about a year ago, and the desire to limit completely was there, and it's one of the great things that happened during this session. $117 billion budget. Governor vetoed about $567 million, but a lot of really good things that are still in there. You know, salary increases for teachers. You know what I mean? There's some really good things. You know, more dollars in education. And really, you talked about taxes. So some real, really good things. You know, there's $2 billion of tax relief focus. That includes repealing the business rent tax. Also includes permanent back-to-school tax holidays in August, which, you know, includes clothing under $100, school supplies under $50, learning aids, personal computers, things like that. Things that really can help families, you know, paying a sales tax on that. You know, doesn't sound like much at times, but if you're buying a $1,000 laptop, that can be something that, you know, that's prohibitive. Also, permanent sales tax exemption on tickets, event tickets, state park admissions, life jackets, sunscreens, you know, and really something that we as Floridians really needed is a permanent exemption on disaster preparedness. So, you know, batteries, generators, tarps, things that we knew that we need as we prepare for hurricane season will be there year-round, so you don't have to worry about, you know, paying a sales tax when you're trying to get yourself ready to withstand the next storm hitting the state of Florida. So, also, there's a new one was a Second Amendment sales tax holiday that will be in September from September 8th through December 31st, which is really geared toward hunting seasons and things like that. So, a lot of really good tax relief happened. You know, more support for, you know, raises for law enforcement. You know, and also helping to benefit the military as well. So, like I said, very momentous session. The governor, the governor's reduced the budget every single year he's been in office. So we saw a reduction in recurring revenue by over $2 billion. So it's like, you know, it was just a big year. Like I said, it was not the most kumbaya moments at times. A lot of disagreements between the House and the governor, but they, at the end of the day, they were the House, the Senate, and the governor were able to come to agreements and pass the budget.
Yeah. So we have a question texted in from one of our listeners. We took some vetoes this past year, just yesterday. And the question is, how could our community have avoided some of those bills getting vetoed?
I think one of the things, too, is the governor's, you know, I think he's looking to cut. You know, this has been a governor that's been very active with vetoes. And I think a lot of it was like looking at communities and seeing that there's things that he didn't think they necessarily needed or the state should be providing right now. So, I think it's still working with your delegation, you know, making sure they have a good relationship with the governor. You know what I mean? You've got a great Senator Don Gates. Working with Senator Gates and, understanding, what they need, you know what I mean, what's important to the community. Because, you know, former Senate President Don Gates is extremely impressive. He's a voice that's listened to in Tallahassee and listened to by the governor and others.
So, okay, thank you for that. That's good to know. And just some quick clarification. So on the disaster preparedness sales tax, that's going to be a permanent all year round sales tax exemption. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And the back-to-school sales tax, that'll still be a holiday in August?
It'll be a holiday in August, right, leading up until school. So I think it starts the first week of August.
Okay.
And we won't need to worry about the legislature extending it every year. It's now permanent in the law. So.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to make sure folks understood.
School supplies, learning aids, just different things are on there to sort of help families not have to worry about paying sales tax when you're trying to help your child get ready for school or prepare for school.
Gotcha. All right, Andrew, hold on just a second. Let's go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Todd. Okay. Looks like we're still dealing with that vehicle crash with injuries. U.S. 29 at County Road 95A in Cantonment. They're saying there's no roadblock in that area. Also taking a look at a vehicle crash on Gulf Beach Highway at North Navy Boulevard. No road blockage there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, PJ. We're talking with Andrew Wiggins with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. So, Andrew, I mean, we're talking about this session and everything just wrapped up, but they're going to be coming back to Tallahassee in a few months to get started with committee weeks. What are some of the issues you guys are looking at for 2026?
I think one of the things we're really looking at as well is continued cost of abuse reform. Florida has some of the highest auto insurance in the country. Auto glass is a problem. Looking at, we won the defense a little bit this session from the legislature trying to take back some of the gains made in 2022. Also looking at, focus on child care and early learning. We know how cost prohibitive child care is for families. We lost 150,000 families had someone leave the workforce due to the cost of child care. Often paying for child care is more expensive than salaries that are brought in. So families are making that tough choice to have someone stay at home with the children. And also improving access to mental health. The stigma of mental health counseling, counselors is gone. And then expanding manufacturing, looking to see how we can bring more new manufacturers to Florida, help continuing to diversify our economy. So those are some things that we're still looking at. I think you look at others, I think Senator Albritton did not get his rural renaissance bill passed. That became a casualty of budget negotiations as well. So I think you'll see that come back, expanding, economic development to rural communities.
So, yeah, a couple of things that you mentioned that particular interest. One, child care is something that I hear about all the time. And I do want to give kudos to our Pensacola Mayor, D.C. Reeves, has held one child care summit. We have another one coming up next week on looking at how the business community can engage with local government to address this issue. But it is big. It's, like I said, it's something I hear about all the time. And then mental health, give a shout out to State Representative Michelle Salzman. She has her mental health task force. It's been stood up for a few years now. Again, looking at bringing those resources, those folks who are working in that area together to address mental health issues as well. So it's good to hear that
Michelle's been a great warrior on that too. You guys are really served well by Michelle. Just her work in the area. She's, a good member and someone who does a lot of good work for Pensacola.
Yeah, so definitely, happy to hear that those are a couple of the issues. And then obviously manufacturing, that's another area where we're trying to grow. We had Chris Platte, who's with Florida West Economic Development. That's something they're looking at here in Northwest Florida with aerospace as a primary driver there. So, yeah, any help we can get from the state on that is definitely appreciated. And then the other thing, we've got about a minute and a half left. 2026 is an election year, that'll be here before you know it. So, governor's term
it
limited.
We've got a governor's race.
Yeah. So
governor's race
happening.
Already started.
Yeah,
a governor's race that's already started, okay? And, we've got a sitting a new attorney general who was appointed after Ashley Moody was appointed to the U.S. Senate. James Uthmeyer is running for re-election. That's heating up as well. And then we'll have a brand-new CFO. Governor still has a replacement to name after Jimmy Patronis left to represent you guys in Congress. You're being very well served by Jimmy.
Yes.
So, I think 2026 is going to be a big year, and just a lot that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And happy to have you as our point of contact in Tallahassee, Andrew Wiggins with the Florida Chamber. Thank you for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
24 hours and counting. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. The Senate has been debating and voting since yesterday morning on dozens of amendments to the Republicans' tax and spending bill.
I think we're doing well. We're going to have